Sunlight bursts through towering clouds, and a winged white horse gallops through the rays. TriStar, a Sony Pictures Entertainment company. A crowd applauds in a smoky concert venue. Sony Music Film. In black lettering on a white background, Parkwood Pictures. British Sky Broadcasting, in association with Sony Music Film and Parkwood Pictures, presents a Sony Music Film production, a film by Darnell Martin. A car radio and record play, starring Adrian Brody and Jeffrey Wright. Cadillac Records. The words are separated by the crown shield logo of Cadillac cars. Also starring Gabrielle Union. At the age of five. Columbus Short. A catalogue contains pictures of huge 1950s Cadillacs with massive grills and wing-like rear panels. Cedric the Entertainer. An electric guitar is removed from a case in a Cadillac's boot. Eamon Walker. There's a pistol in the guitar case. Chrome gleams on a Cadillac. Eric Bogosian, with Mos Def. A reel-to-reel tape machine turns. And Beyoncé Knowles. Casting by Kimberly R. Hardin and Michelle D'Adama. Costume designer, Jonetta Boone. Production designer, Linda Burton. Editor, Peter C. Frank, ACE. Director of photography, Anastas Mikos, ASC. Music producer, Steve Jordan. Original score by Terence Blanchard. A sign outside a building is like a spinning record and bears the word Chess on the central label. A 21st century Cadillac pulls up outside the building. Music supervisor, Beth Amy Rosenblatt. Co-producer, Petra Hobel.
I'm Willie Dixon. I'm making this here audio recording so that when you visit Chess Recording Studio, you know the history. And the first time a gal took off her underwear and threw them on stage, it was on account of a fella singing the blues. Now when a white girl started doing it, well, they called that rock and roll. It took a whole lot of people to make the music that changed the world. Yes, sir. The story ain't just about me.
The following is based on a true story.
It all started with two men. One, white boy from Chicago.
When are we getting married? Witness
for my Lord. The other, a sharecropper from Mississippi. There who was a witness. The year was 1941. For my Lord, and Daniel was a
witness. When are we getting married?
I don't have the money.
I told you I'd be fine without it.
Why wouldn't? You don't know what it did to my father. I can't watch you go hungry.
The slim young man stares into his blonde girlfriend's eyes. A man gets out of a car, puts on a trilby hat, and approaches the shack where the young couple are smooching. The girl jumps up and buttons up her floral dress. The young guy pulls up his trousers.
How you doing, Miss Freda?
Hi, Dad.
Dad eyes the young man grimly.
I want to marry her. Miss Freda, I don't know if I told you, but I've been making plans to get out of the junk business and open a club here.
In the Negro Never.
Yeah, well, it's going to be four Negroes.
You're taking Shelley to Negro clubs?
No, of course not. No, I'd like you to know that I'm making plans for the future.
So you're serious about this marriage, then?
Yeah. I mean, when I can afford it.
Your father and I, we come from the same shithole in Poland. I didn't travel all this way to have my daughter marry some schmuck from the same village.
Leonard! Don't worry where I'm from. My wife's gonna drive a Cadillac.
Leonard watches helplessly as the car pulls away. A man walks along a country road through fields on a sunny day. A car raises a cloud of dust as it drives towards him. A A woman who was hanging out washing hurries indoors. He puts down two jugs he was carrying and operates a water pump. Two men eye him from the car as he drinks water from an enamel ladle. The men in shirts and ties approach the man in his sweat-stained shirt. He sits nervously on his porch.
McKinley Morganfield?
Yes, sir?
I'm Alan Lomax, and this is Mr. John Work from Fisk University. How you doing?
Fine, you?
I'm recording folk music for the Library of Congress.
Folk music?
Could you move into the mic a little bit for me? Thanks.
Play that thing, man.
Lomax has portable recording equipment in the boot of his car. McKinley grins as he hears his music, which has been recorded onto disc.
That's what I sound like, huh?
Yes, sir. That's what you sound like.
McKinley stares at Lomax open-mouthed, then smiles.
I feel like life blowing my heart. Feel like I beat myself for the first time. Well, I
woke up this morning. And he was. And he knew it was a man he was meeting. Too big for that slave shack he was born in, and too big for that plantation. Some folks
say to worry. With his guitar and a bag, McKinley walks down a long, straight, dusty road between fields of crops. He walks down railway tracks. Title reads, Chicago. Traffic clogs the streets.
Now, the acoustic guitar is fine down south, because there's nothing but miles of empty fields out your window. But in the city, with all them streetcars and automobiles, you couldn't get yourself hurt.
Woo! Hey, boy, ain't nobody want to hear that sharecropping music. Take that shit back down there to Mississippi.
Sitting busking, McKinley eyes the sharp-dressed man dispassionately.
Hey, you're disturbing the peace.
McKinley looks round at the woman leaning out of her first-floor window.
What do you want to cut me for, girl?
You have been giving that same smile to girls all morning. Must have three addresses in your pocket.
Address?
He reaches into his leather jacket and drops some paper on the ground.
No?
You're trouble, you know that?
I know it. How about you?
Later, they're naked in bed together, McKinley moving on top of her. Their bodies shudder as they climax.
You gotta go before my mom brings the boys home. Come on.
Maybe those boys need a daddy.
You're not daddy material.
I'm not good enough for you. Huh? You wanna talk as good as you or something, huh?
Why would you start playing that music? It took me someplace so good, buddy. So good.
She drops an electric flex down to McKinley on the street so he can plug in a small amplifier. People gather round him as he plays. He stares up at the window at his smiling girl. Leonard enters a club called Macomba. A woman pulls up in a pink Cadillac.
Are you the owner of this club?
Yes, I am.
Isabel Allen. I make race records.
Len, Jess, how you doing? Wow, this is a beauty. Yeah, look at the lines on this thing. Incredible. You buy a car like this making race records?
Mm-hmm. If you find the right singer. Hey, I'd love to know if you're someone special.
A record producer, huh?
There'd be something in it for you.
It's a beautiful car.
You looking for girls?
Excuse me? No, I'm opening a club.
Yeah, I don't mind you getting men all liquored up, but I done lost two daughters to blues men. Dangerous business you in.
Chess stares at the shady figure in the long black coat and hat. An L train runs along its raised tracks. McKinley wanders along, smoking a cigarette, and spots a young guy playing harmonica on a run-down street.
When Muddy met Lil Walter, he was just 17 years old. But he was the greatest harp player that ever lived. That's it. That's all of it.
Yeah, man. Play that for me.
Yeah, Dollar, here, let me stop that guitar.
I can bust more than your dollar.
Yeah, you too, Dollar.
You a headhunter? Huh? You fixing to chop my head off of my own guitar? Dang. Shit, you can't play better than me.
Let me see your guitar, man.
McKinley, Muddy, takes the guy's guitar. Little Walter stares at Muddy, who winks at him. Later, they have dinner at Muddy's girlfriend's.
Hey, little guy. Your daddy sure can cook, huh? Mm.
You not gonna take care of Walter? Oh, I don't drink none of that.
Good for you, Walter. And I'm about to make you a nice bath.
Okay, thank you, man.
Why you got a gun?
You know, casing any good guys need shooting.
You mean the bad guys?
I is the bad guy.
I should not scare my boy. Let me hear some of that harp.
Okay, okay.
Hey, wait. Where the hell are you going?
Follow me now, come on.
No. Look here. You follow this guitar, son.
Son? You can play the shit out of that there guitar, so I follow you any way you want. But don't you ever be calling me no son, okay? I don't need no daddy.
Nah, boy, what you need is a mama. Someone who will feed you and clothe you until you get your behind in that bath.
Well, you know what they say now, huh? Man can't have too many mama.
Mm-mm, and you don't need this, you need soap.
Geneva puts Walter's revolver out of harm's way up on a shelf. She sits at the table with Muddy.
He fit me, Geneva.
I heard.
They was a family now. Lil Walter, Muddy Waters, and Jimmy Rogers called themselves the All-Star Trio. And everybody else knew them as the Headhunters on account of how they sliced their competition.
Will you help me out here?
Chess helps Muddy plug in his amp on the Macumba Lounge Bar in 1947. Another band is on stage.
Let him play!
The two sets of musicians battle it out on stage until the other harmonica player punches Walter, who draws his gun.
Get out of the way, Mark.
Just between me and this motherfucker, get out the way, Mutt.
Son?
Now, I told you never to be calling me that.
I know you did. But we're family now.
Then what the fuck you doing, Mutt?
Give me that pistol. I ain't trying to boss you. But you're just too good to lose. Hell, we'll burn Chicago down if you don't get your ass locked up or killed.
You think I never used these?
I know you used it before.
You did. You know I shoot this whole motherfucker up then.
But you ain't got to use it tonight. Hell, if he foolish enough to come after you, I'll put the bullet in my damn self.
Muddy calmly lowers the pistol, which is pointing in his face.
You a crazy motherfucker, man. Run, motherfucker! Run!
You're gonna get out here, too. Talk this Peckerwood and not call the police.
Okay. The other harp players run for it. Muddy turns his winning smile on Chess at the bar.
Sorry about the damage, boss.
You fucked up my place.
Yes, sir. It's a damn shame, boss.
Just get out. Yeah, there you go. Appreciate it.
Muddy hurries out, carrying his guitar and amp. Muddy's at work unloading blocks of ice.
You ain't never seen a bitch. I'm telling you, this ain't it. You know, you get that. You gonna kick that leg. Throw that thing quick up way.
Hey. Been looking all over for you.
We just here working, sir. I thought he was all right, boss.
Come on, stop talking to me like I'm some damn plantation owner, huh?
What the fuck you want now?
Chess shakes his head, grinning.
I want to put you on a record.
Record?
Yeah, that's right.
You kidding?
No, sir, boss.
Let me get this straight now. We shoot up half your whole joint, and now you want to put us on the record.
Yeah, that's right. I hear good things about you.
Well, when do you want to do this?
Right now, come on. Studio's booked.
Well, but I got to go run and get my band.
No, you don't. Not the crazy heart playing motherfucker, you don't. No, just you. You want to do this?
Yeah.
Come on, studio's booked.
Well, I'm going away to leave. Won't be back no more. Going back down south. Child, don't you want.
Now, Leonard Chess didn't worry none about skin color. It was the color of them bales that mattered. Just get you enough green to cover yourself, and then you ain't no Jew boy no more. And you ain't no colored boy either. You're just a man with a Cadillac.
Do we have enough?
Oh, baby, stop with the enough. It's America. Word is more. I like the way your husband thinks.
You must be Muddy. I'm Ravetta. I love your record.
Oh, thank you. Pleasure to meet you, Ravetta.
I packed for a week. Is that going to be enough?
Yeah, that ought to be good.
I think what you're asking, how long are you going to be gone, my man?
Man. Hey, close your eyes.
Chess gets something out of the back of his Cadillac.
A little friend to keep you company while I'm gone. There you go.
It's a fox fur. Ravetta's delighted.
Can we afford this?
Don't worry about it.
Thank you.
I tell you, that's a whole lot of ocean. Take a hell of a lot to get me to cross it. How come you ain't stay your ass in Poland?
How come you didn't stay your ass in Mississippi?
Lynn knew the only way to make it big was radio. And that meant taking Muddy back down south.
They drive through fields full of black workers who stop and stare at the Cadillac.
I got a hell of a mortgage.
Yeah, I got one of those.
I'll tell you what. Throw this record on the table. Pays off everybody's.
Leonard.
People buy Muddy's record, I gotta make more. Then I'm into you every month.
Yeah, but I gotta be fair, you know.
I know you gotta be fair. The motherfuckers bring in the Glenn Fittich and the Johnny Walker. Yeah. You gotta ask yourself, did they really stand up to Jackson and Grant?
Chess throws high-value bills on the radio exec's desk. The smoking exec stands and glances at Isabel, who's standing watching. He brandishes the record and leaves the room.
I don't bribe DJs.
I do.
You realize he doesn't care about your music. It's just about the money with him.
All right, everybody. This is the newest race music right out of Chicago.
You're on your own.
Chess grins at Muddy, spreads his arms in a shrug, then winks at the blues man.
Now, in the South, whites and coloreds didn't ride around in the same car. Unless the colored man was chauffeur.
Fuck Mississippi police.
The pair eat burgers, eyed by two cops, then drive off together in the Cadillac. Workers in the field stare as they drive past. Later, in a dingy hotel room, Muddy adds hot sauce to Chess's dinner.
Hey.
Room service.
Three girls are standing coyly in the hall.
Hello.
We heard you on the radio.
Well, come on in.
Their faces fall when they spot Leonard.
No, he don't bite. And I don't either.
Play it, Daddy! Woo! Yeah!
Don't rush it. Don't step on it now. Chicago hot beat.
One of the girls dances in her petticoat as Muddy plays. She places a cigarette in his mouth, then musses Chess's hair. Muddy bites her backside. Chess leaves the room and walks away down the hall.
I slung one on your way.
I'm married.
Yeah, and they ain't redhead.
That's bullshit.
Chess juggles his keys thoughtfully as Muddy goes back to the party.
We're coming straight to you from down in the Delta with Muddy Waters and his hit record.
That's right. Sunshine, how you doing? I want to say a big hello if I can to everybody down there in Coma County. I got a whole mess of bluesmen working Mississippi fields, you know, when I was out there, I used to sing, time don't get no better up the road I'm going. So, you know, I want to thank old Lynn Chess here for giving Muddy Water a chance to shine.
So does that mean you're staying where you are? Because I know some labels down here who love to snap you up.
Yeah, well, they can try if they want to, but I belong to the Chess family.
Well, we're going to play a little something from Muddy Waters right now.
Lay on.
It was kind what you said on the radio. You know, starting a business together. It's like starting a family. Appreciate that. Well, how come then you need me to sign this thing?
Muddy pulls a document out of his suit jacket pocket.
Well, that's what people do in business. You know, you got a power with that guitar. Amazing. You put three women in your bed last night.
Yeah, but you married.
I like another kind of broad. Does that bother you?
That's gonna bother me, but I ain't got
I'm just saying, does it make me like them? And that's not me. I'm not that.
Well, who is you?
Sign the contract and find out.
You got a pen there?
All right. This is the newest race music right out of Chicago. And I want you to remember this name. Muddy Waters.
Last time I signed something like this, I got married.
Well, that's what this is. Till death do us part.
Chess hands him the car keys.
By the way, car's yours.
How you mean?
You earned it.
Muddy stares at him suspiciously, then grins. Muddy runs his hand down the car's shiny blue paintwork. Back home, Geneva bursts in on Muddy in the bath.
Hey, listen.
Muddy Waters can't be satisfied. WCES Chicago.
News headline reads, Muddy Waters, I can't be satisfied. 3,000 singles sold out. Muddy pulls Geneva fully clothed into the bath. Black and white footage shows records being bought and played. Chess passes a sign on a building which says for rent or lease. He wanders thoughtfully to the edge of the pavement.
On a Sunday night, when no one happened to be in Lynn's club, the Macomba mysteriously blinked out.
Rivetta approaches Len sitting on steps by the new studio building.
Hi, Daddy.
He put the insurance money into this here recording studio.
Hi, baby. Hey there. How you doing? Look, it's coming along, huh?
We're late on our mortgage again, Len.
It's gonna have to wait.
You're gambling our home.
Yeah. We're not gonna win, babe.
And if we don't?
Chess stares at his wife and little daughter.
I won't let you down, babe. I won't let you down.
Dave!
Yeah?
Show her the... spin the thing. You see this?
It's the sign that looks like a record.
Chess Records was the best studio in Chicago. Had a sound nobody could touch.
Come here.
Hey, you guys better watch out now. Little Walter getting electrified.
Guy's amplifying a fucking harmonica.
Go ahead, Chess. Let him shine. Watch it now.
Yeah, all right, go ahead.
Take one.
40 days and 40 nights since my baby left this town.
He's blown all over Muddy's vocals. I gotta cut. Hold on.
But the rain keep coming down. She in my life, I need her soul. Why she left, I just don't know.
Let her ride.
You can't record a record with harmonica all over the place.
Yeah, we can. Okay.
At 49, since I set her down and cried. Keep raining all the time, but the river running dry. Lord help me, just ain't right. I love that girl with all my mind.
In the control booth, Chess nods in approval as Muddy and Walter play.
Works.
That's a record.
Look, Walter got a record. Let's lay it down.
Oh, yeah?
You are here?
Why don't you and Jimmy back him up? You caught me on a good day. There you go. Where's B-Lo at?
Take one.
Muddy's song Iodine in My Coffee is number one in the Billboard charts, and Juke by Little Walter is at number nine, but climbs to number one. Records play on jukeboxes. It's 1952.
Hey, boss, this your new shit?
Yeah.
This motherfucker clean.
Yeah, you like it, huh? Go park it, motherfucker.
What?
Park it at your house.
Chess has given Walter a new Cadillac.
Oh, Gina, you see this shit? Oh, wait till these motherfuckers see me now. You my white daddy? You my white daddy,
man. Yeah,
I'm the old man. Oh, boy, black folks ride around in Cadillacs. Feel like I had died and gone to heaven.
Walter, this is Willie Dixon. He's gonna write some songs for us.
How you doing? Yeah, man? I like what you do with that harp, man. Wrote a killer song for you.
Oh, you did?
You know how the girls love you so much, it's called My Bae.
My Bae, this is my bae right here. This is my... Come on, girl.
Hey, Lynn, I wrote a song for Muddy, too.
Oh, yeah? Muddy don't need no help.
Oh, man, I admit he's good and everything, but I mean... All the songs sound the damn same. Muddy Waters needs something that shows him off.
We'll see what you got.
See, it's your riff right there.
Ain't nothing to that.
Gypsy woman told my mother before I was born, you got your boy child coming. Now, Muddy was Muddy way before I came along. I just took his persona and put it in words that everybody could understand. I mean, it was simple. He was the cat every man wanted to be and every woman wanted to love. And Muddy, well, he just kept growing into that man.
Muddy adjusts his carefully combed back hair and adjusts his sharp suit with a crisp white handkerchief in the top pocket. He opens a case containing a gleaming Fender Telecaster guitar and swigs from a hip flask. Muddy puts a pistol in the guitar case. Willie concentrates as he plays his double bass, and Muddy straps on his guitar.
I'm gonna mess with you. I'm gonna make you, girl. By my hand, then the world will know.
People started realizing that if you can play the guitar and sing your ass off, you can be badder than Superman. And that was a strong feeling for a black man in the 50s.
Muddy gets stuck in traffic in his Cadillac, and immediately girls flock around the car. He smiles and winks roguishly. The band is on stage in a low-lit, smoke-filled club. A guy in a hat and long coat is watching.
On the seventh day, on the seventh month, seven doctors say you were born for good luck. That you'll see. I got $700. Don't you marry me.
Chess is in the studio control booth.
About the ladies down right now, boss. I'm ready.
Chess beckons Walter in from the studio room.
Oh, you messing up my groove, boss.
Chess lights a cigarette.
Who did?
Your mother. Your family called DJ down in New Orleans. They were trying to find you.
Walter's face freezes.
Maybe you need to take a little time off.
What am I supposed to do with that, Ma?
Go and bury your mother. Walter?
You all right?
Shit.
Walter and Muddy smoke in an alley outside the studio.
I was in my groove, man. I can't even find my shit. Go ahead on, Walter. Ain't nobody expecting you to go back in there.
I expect you.
You know how many hard players out there waiting to chop my head, huh? Not time to be wasting on this woman.
That ain't that woman. That's your mama, boy.
The hell I know about mama. She let my daddy give me away the day I was born.
Well, she did the best she could, I reckon.
That's why this here been my mom.
He brandishes his harmonica.
She here, right here.
You know, Walter, you and me not gonna wake up every morning and get everything we want. Mostly we gotta take what comes. And half the time that's gonna be a bunch of bullshit.
Muddy swigs from his hip flask.
Yeah, I just gotta get my mom back right.
Go on, have your little taste.
I don't need that extra fuck, man.
Oh, boy.
It's gonna fuck me up, man. Cool you out. Just a taste, huh?
Walter takes the hip flask.
Fuck it.
He drinks deeply. Muddy frowns as Walter takes another big swig.
My baby, don't stand no cheating, my baby.
My Babe by Little Walter climbs to the top of the charts.
We're playing Little Walter's My Babe, number one on the charts this week.
Little Walter was making a name for himself. Every club on the Chitlin circuit wanted that sharp, swangin' jump boy in the Cadillac.
Now, ain't that shown up a goddamn shame? A big-time recording artist like Little Walter driving around in that broken-down, no-count short.
Hold on, son.
Walter goes over to the old banger daubed with his name.
Little Walter and the motherfucking Jukes, huh? Say now. Which one of you motherfuckers is Little Walter?
I am, fool.
Okay.
Walter shoots the man without even looking at him. He calmly throws away his cigarette, climbs into the Cadillac, and Muddy drives off.
Fucking taking money out of my pocket.
So what? He's stealing your game.
He's stealing my name, Odell. Shit.
My baby, don't stand no cheating, my baby.
Chess watches the recording session from the control booth. Muddy smiles as he plays.
So pleasing, my baby.
It was 1955, and we was hooked on the music, on the cars, on the women, on the life, baby. Oh, Lord, we had hot hands.
They all drive the latest chrome-bumpered, wing-backed Cadillacs.
Oh, yeah, she don't stand no fooling. She's
she's hot and there ain't no cooler than my babe.
Muddy gives Geneva a diamond necklace, and later, as they drink champagne in a club, more jewellery to different girls and a fur coat to one. Chess gives his wife a diamond necklace, and Muddy puts the necklace round Geneva's neck. At the club, one of the girls grins as she drops beneath the table between Muddy's legs. In the studio, Walter and Chess smile at one another.
Hey, Mud. You mean Wolf?
Yeah, we're from the same place.
Is that right?
Yeah, Wolf just signed with us.
Yeah, hey, welcome to Cadillac Record. Stay around long enough, everybody get one.
Well, this old truck, I own it. It don't own me.
Wolf and Muddy grin at one another.
Listen, I want to offer you a $100 advance against
the... I don't borrow against the stove. You just pay me what you owe me.
That's fair enough.
Nice meeting you all.
Take care, so, baby.
Wolf and Muddy exchange a broad smile as Wolf gets into his battered old truck and drives away.
It don't own me. Motherfucker think he got down John Wayne.
He can sing, though.
Well, they're gonna have to, because he ain't getting the women on style. Any royalties coming from Hoochie Coochie Man?
I already gave that to you.
How you figure?
Cadillac ain't free much.
Muddy pauses thoughtfully before getting into his car.
Right.
You need money?
Well, Geneva want a house.
I'll take care of it.
All right.
Later, Muddy's on stage with the band. A new Cadillac catalogue is flipped open. Muddy grins and winks as Chess hands him a new set of car keys. He arrives at the studio in his new black Cadillac. Back at home, Geneva's waiting up, holding a baby. Muddy sways slightly as he approaches her.
Where'd the baby come from?
A woman came by today. She said she's yours. She said she couldn't take care of her anymore.
That's my baby.
Muddy stares drunkenly at the child. On stage, he opens a beer and sprays the girls in the crowd. Muddy gets off stage and licks the beer off a girl's chest. At home, tears roll down Geneva's cheeks as Muddy stares at the baby. Muddy gets naked with one of his hands and kisses her breast. Geneva sits and cries.
She's gonna need milk.
Muddy eyes Geneva, blinking tipsily, and tries to kiss her. She pulls away from him, closing her eyes, trying to control her emotions.
I'll go on and get the milk.
I'm a man. I spell M.
Walter watches as Geneva puts the baby to bed in a cot. He sips whiskey.
This here be a real nice home you're making, Geneva.
Thank you, Walter.
That's why Muddy can go out there and fetch it well.
He's got big dreams.
Here, let me help you.
There, go ahead.
What about you, though? What about you? Come on. You ain't got no dreams, girl?
Somebody's got to have their feet firmly planted on the ground.
That's you, huh?
Uh-huh.
That's you? Well, I say you take them off the ground. Taking care of all these kids, you know, you done made a place for me to lay my head down. Come here now, stop for a minute. Stop for a minute now, come here. Play with me, come on. Come on, come on, come on. Have a seat, come on, come on. Kick your feet up now. Here go your drink.
They sit on the bed and Geneva elbows him playfully.
It's nice, right?
We'll be taking care of you, huh? I see you running around here taking care of everybody. You know? We'll take care of Geneva.
She smiles, and he gently caresses her cheek.
Walter.
What?
I'm Muddy's woman.
Oh, you got a lot of woman. You can spare one, huh? I'm sorry. I know I'm a motherfucker. I know. You know, I can't help myself. I just want to see you happy, Geneva. You know? Let me make you happy, babe.
He kisses her cheek, and she pulls away.
I love him. You have no idea how good that man has been to me. I'm half a woman, Walter. I can't have any more babies. Can't give Muddy any children of his own, so.
I did. Don't cry, baby.
No. Don't ever talk to me about any of his other women. Ever.
Okay. Hey, Geneva!
Hey, baby. You must be hungry. Let me make you something to eat.
Muddy eyes Walter and Geneva suspiciously. Walter staggers to the table and sits, trying to blink the drunkenness from his eyes. Muddy frowns as he takes off his jacket. He shrugs off his braces and looks from Walter to Geneva, who's standing nervously in a corner.
But you ain't hungry.
Walter swigs from a hip flask.
You ain't hungry? You ain't eat nothing. We ain't hungry.
Muddy undoes his cuffs and rolls up his sleeves.
Son.
Muddy.
You ain't hungry? Son.
Muddy, he's just a kid!
You better know I know it. I put a motherfucking lacing on your boy. You better go on somewhere and sleep at all.
You hear me?
Walter struggles out from Muddy's grip, and the pair eyeball each other. Walter smooths down his hair and flounces out, still staring at Muddy. Geneva stares at her man expressionlessly. Muddy's with another woman at the studio watching Wolf.
Lower the amp, not the guitar, the amp.
Get it right, Hubert.
Don't talk to him no more. I'm the band leader. Reckon you ain't ever worked with one before. You want something done, you ask me. I'ma tell him what he has to be doing.
All right?
That's right.
Only thing you can do is a big motherfucker right there.
All right, big man.
I'll get your coat.
Okay, baby.
Take two.
Hey, baby. Hmm? Won't you stay for a while?
Gotta get your girl out of the ring.
Wolf looks at the woman. Then he and Muddy eyeball each other aggressively.
Whoa, smoke stack lightning.
No, that's all right. You can have her, baby. But you come with this.
You can't hear you, Mike.
I guarantee you, you hear me. Oh, tell me, baby. Hey, Jerry, come here.
I want you to tell you that we're paying him twice what we're paying him. He's such a band leader. See if he's band leader enough to hold on to his boy.
He was the big bad wolf. Now the story is he got his name from a dead man who came out the cemetery and tuned his guitar. And he's been howling at the moon ever since.
Wolf's performance is full of barely concealed aggression. Muddy and his guys are moving furniture into a house.
You all right?
Hurry up, man. I don't want to miss this game, man.
Baby, right. I love this house.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, Jim.
Y'all can't come in here.
I'm Chuck Berry.
Chuck Berry's a country and western singer.
Is he? You know who else he is? He's me.
Says he's Chuck Berry.
Let me see some ID. Well, all right then. ID.
This license says you're Indian. That pinup make you look like a white man. What the hell are you?
Well, I'm a musician, and my name is Chuck Berry. And I can be whatever you need me to be to play in your fine establishment this evening.
You part con man, too?
No.
You may sing country. You ain't doing it here.
The chubby club owner hands back the ID to Chuck.
Get on now.
You gentlemen have a fine evening.
Chuck pulls his poster off the wall.
ID.
He nods curtly and leaves with his band. Walter's pulled over in a Cadillac with no doors and two women in the back.
What happened to your doors?
He was hot, so I took him off.
Come on, dude. Come on, girl. Let me see your license.
Okay. Hey, you take a look at this here. I'm about to go whack this record, okay?
Get your ass back over here, nigger.
Walter stops and turns slowly to the big cop.
Hey, now, you looking at my license, huh? You got to know that nigga ain't the name my mama gave me. Now. Oh, pardon. I'm sorry. Hey, these motherfuckers can't read. Okay, let me help you out. You got to sound that shit out. Wah. Come on. Walter.
Mud! The cops got Walter.
Hey, take it easy. Come on. He works here.
Hey, nigga.
Take it easy.
Like a nigga?
Hey, look.
Hey.
Look. Please.
You see that?
Yeah. I belong to the chess family. Motherfucker.
Hey.
Come on.
Get in your new car, nigga.
That's what I've been telling this motherfucker.
Shut up. Can you stop? You fucking with cops now? God damn it. What's the matter with you? Damn it.
I had no business being that pretty anyway.
Walter grabs his pistol from the glove compartment.
It looks like I need a new car, Lynn.
I gave you a new car. You ripped the fucking doors off it? It's not my problem.
I gave you a number one record, Lynn.
I gave you a chance to make a number one fucking record.
Oh, you gave little nigga a chance now, huh? Little nigga don't need no chance. I can play, motherfucker. I'm fucking king on this shit. You think I'm gonna shoot you?
Get some rest.
I need a new car.
What you need to do is get back to the Pepsi-Cola, boy. Let me tell you, that lick ain't for you.
What you gonna do, man? You gonna hit me, man? You gonna choke me out on the street? You know that wolf? Way he stood up on his side, man. Maybe he could teach you something, huh?
Eyes wide and face bloody from the cops pounding, Walter lights a cigarette.
Esther, come on! Find yourself another hot player.
Muddy stares tight-lipped as Walter walks away with his girl.
Well, baby, no, I can never be satisfied. And I just can't keep from crying.
Wolf glares at Muddy, who's got Wolf's guitar player in his band. Muddy grins. Wolf drinks a beer and waves the bottle at Muddy in a mocking toast. The guitar player looks worried as the grim-faced Wolf approaches the stage. Muddy and Wolf's eyes bore into one another. Then Wolf turns and walks away. A woman approaches the stage.
What you want, miss?
Tell Pop that I ain't leaving.
Pop, your girl says she ain't leaving.
I want your things out my room when I get home.
I told you.
You can't hide from the high guard. He hunting heads tonight.
The gunman, in hat and long coat, aims at the guitar player. Wolf hits him with a chair, and the sinister shooter scurries off.
Buddy, I don't think I want to be in your band no more.
You stealing from me again? I'll kill you.
Wolf glares at Muddy, then at his guitar player, then leaves.
He tell you I quit?
He said he felt like somebody took away his oxygen. Well, your family. You don't have to do this.
Walter studies Geneva and leans towards her.
I'm gonna miss you.
Eyes closed, Walter embraces her, then drops his door keys on a photo of himself that Geneva's holding. Muddy watches from an upstairs window as Walter gets into his car with no doors.
When you lose that cat that gave you that sound that nobody else could, it hurts. Hurts more than losing your woman.
Chuck's in the studio.
Let's get your brother in.
See what I was telling you, baby?
He's different.
I don't know, man. Sound a little country to me. Maybe we blues him up just a little bit.
Willie, I don't want you to blues this up. This ain't the blues. I don't know what the fuck it is, but we're gonna record it.
There you go,
baby. Yeah.
Maybelline, why can't you be true? Jess, Muddy, and Willie grin as Chuck bounces around as he plays. Grinning madly, Walter crashes his car into the Chess Records offices.
Hey there, girl.
Tell Chess.
I need a new car. Say the right color.
You got something real special.
Thank you, Mr. Freed. Well, thank you. Thank you very much. So, do you think you'll be able to play it?
If I play it, I make you famous and him rich. Question is, how bad do you want it?
Well, I'm sorry. You said me famous and him rich, yeah? Well, hold on. One second. Let me switch sides with you for a moment.
Chuck's a bit of a Canadian.
Yeah, he was there. Oh, well, this is nice. This is very nice.
I'm sure we can work something out.
Now, some of you people might call this race music. I call it rock and roll, and it's too fun for anybody to sit out on, white or color.
Did he just say what I think he said?
He just integrated the airwaves.
Here we are. Here we are.
Here we are, motherfucker. Here we are.
Mr. Waters, I'm deeply grateful.
You gotta do it.
Chuck shakes Muddy warmly by the hand. Maybelline is at number one, then at number five. Crowds mob a concert venue. A factory churns out records, and the cash registers ring for rock and roll. A theatre advertises Chuck Berry tonight.
Tell her the way I feel. So I told her.
ever softly insincere.
Chuck was playing in segregated cities. But there was just a thin rope to separate colors from whites. And a whole lot of history.
Chuck bounces along in his trademark duck walk dance, and somebody moves the rope barrier separating blacks from whites.
And it's all it took to bring us all together. One man duck walking across stage.
A white girl gets up on stage and kisses Chuck, and the whole crowd dances together. Muddy's in his car with his son.
Why don't you play like that, Daddy?
Ain't nothing but the blues, man.
It's rock and roll. Whoa. Look at that car.
It's a bright red Cadillac.
Whoa. One Chuck's got two hot cars.
Hey, Muddy. Hey, Charles.
I'm on an American Bandstand. You believe this?
Oh, it is, man.
Chuck Berry.
What is that?
Hey, this is the boy.
Yeah, that's Charles.
That's your car outside?
The cherry red one out there?
It's the most beautiful thing I've ever seen.
Ain't it? Good tea.
Sit down, Charles. Have a seat.
Muddy and Chess step to one side.
Mortgage payment, child support, killing me. I ain't booking the clubs enough. Ben now is talking to my accountant. He'd be telling me I'm borrowing against my royalty.
Lynn, Mudge, it's coming or you're going to miss it.
Yeah, in a minute.
What's going on with that? I thought I was just getting paid.
Records ain't selling.
That's how come you got a brand new Cadillac in the driveway?
He bought me that Cadillac. Me, you, and every other motherfucker catches a Chess Records check is riding that man's coattails. And that ain't good.
Thank you.
My book. You're still number one. You too, baby.
Hey, Dad, you gotta see this.
Chuck is strutting his stuff in black and white on the TV. Muddy peers at the screen. At the TV studio, Chuck's surrounded by dancing fans.
They were locking up fine black women for sitting on buses. Stranging up our little bitty boys for whistling at white women. Not paying any mind at all to old Chuck, who was reaping up their firstborn with this thing called rock and roll.
People sit in a cafe marked whites only as Chuck opens the boot of his red Cadillac and sits outside the cafe with a picnic.
$3,000 in his pocket, and he'd be eating like a hobo. But he'd do that before he get him crackers one damn dollar. Chuck would rather sleep in his own car than to give his money to one of them segregated hotels.
Wide-eyed young fans knock on the window of Chuck's car as he sleeps.
The man saved $100,000 the first year. Now, he didn't drink, he didn't gamble. He only had one particular vice.
Good evening, ladies.
You're him, aren't you?
Well, what him are you looking for?
You know.
How do you know I know?
I know everything.
Would you mind coming to teach me what you know?
I'll teach you everything.
Someone knocks on the door of Chess's hotel room.
Now, Chuck wasn't the only one looking for female talent. Lynn was on a girl hunt, too.
Here she is.
Glad you can make it. I can get you a drink.
What, you want me to just do it right here? Right now?
Well, I am leaving town tomorrow.
Yeah, baby, you don't have to be shy with him.
I ain't you shy, fool.
Len takes in her long legs and red stiletto heels.
Don't be looking at me like I ain't wearing no drawers. It's just hard to do if you ain't in the mood. And I ain't in the mood.
She ain't in the mood. Thought you said this broad was good.
I heard church bells ring. I heard a choir
He was looking for a woman that could go head to head with his men. And he found her. Miss Etta James.
Hey, Mud. When do I get you back in here?
Yeah, honey. The records ain't selling.
You're always gonna sell, baby. Cut, cut.
What's going on with sweet baby girl?
Sweet?
Fuck you, Lily. What the hell you know about the blues? I gave you a damn good track. You want it, you sing.
Unless you want me to sing. Fine, go home. Go home. Forget it. Everybody go home. It's a wrap. What are you smiling about? My mistake. You ain't woman enough for that song.
Well, I'm plenty woman.
Oh, yeah? You think that's what it's about? It's about being in love. You know what that is?
I know about love.
Yeah? Motherfucker ever walk out on you? Huh? Huh? And fucking not only did he walk out on you, he's taking the other broad down the aisle. You know what that feels like, baby? Huh?
Dyed blonde Etta stops in her tracks, turns, and eyeballs Chess.
Give me another one.
You heard her. You want another one?
Take 15.
I heard church bells ring. I heard a choir singing. Her finger, he placed a ring. Oh, I saw them holding hands. She was standing there with my man. I heard them promise till death do us part. Each word was a pain in my heart. All I could do was cry. All I could do was cry. I was losing the man that I love, and all I could do was cry.
Later, Etta's playing pool and Chess comes in. His eyes wander over her figure-hugging dress as she shoots.
That mean game pool. Listen, if I brought up bad memories, I'm sorry. It was good for the song. This album comes out, that old boyfriend come running.
I wasn't crying over no boyfriend.
No. Girlfriend?
Oh. She jabs him in the groin with the butt of her cue.
How'd you learn to play pool so good, huh?
My daddy.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Can I get a whiskey? Birthday, boss. That's good. It's hard to find time to teach your kids things.
He ain't teach me shit. I taught myself. I don't want to embarrass someone with me.
I tell you who's gonna be embarrassed is the old man. He's gonna meet a goddamn superstar, you know? What is he? Hmm? Nobody. Now, I don't want to embarrass you, but I'm going to show you how it's done.
You're betting a thousand on being wrong. You see that picture over there?
There's a photo of a pool player on the wall.
What, Minnesota Fats, your father?
That's the story.
Chess watches the haughty singer with raised eyebrows.
Gotta have him come by the studio.
I ain't never even met that motherfucker. But when I do, I want to be in a fancy restaurant where everybody want my picture and asking me for my autograph.
That's a dream, huh?
That's my dream.
It's not a dream. You're gonna cross over.
You think?
Promise.
You gonna promise me that fancy restaurant, too?
Promise.
The one that's gonna serve the white man and his colored daughter.
Hey, come on. You sing the blues, you don't have to live them.
What the fuck do you know, white boy?
She teases him, almost brushing his lips with hers. He grabs her arm.
Yeah, you play that hard act real good. But I see you. Yeah. I see you.
He gives her a pat on the backside, then walks away. Etta shifts uncomfortably as he goes and looks at the photo of Minnesota Fats on the wall.
Old Lynn thought his checkbook can fix anything, so he bought out the restaurant for Etta. But there's some things money can't fix.
I can't help you, kid.
Fats leaves.
Gin, can I have a bottle of gin? I need a bottle of gin. Gin, please, can I have a bottle of gin? Gin, can I get a fucking bottle of gin?
Hey, come on, bottle of gin.
Right away, sir.
I guess I gotta be him to get some gin, huh?
Chess pulls up a carved wooden chair and sits down next to her.
What'd he say to you?
Stupid shit. He didn't even ask if he could see me again.
So that's his problem. Why are you making it yours?
You wouldn't even begin to know my problems, baby.
Hey, let me.
He looks sincerely into her tear-filled eyes.
My mother was a whore. And that fat motherfucker just looked me in my face, and he didn't see himself. He didn't see his little girl. You know what he saw? He saw the cum stains of all the other men my mother fucked. And he's sharing the fucking lid, and his white tablecloth don't mean shit. I ain't gonna never be good enough for him. You know they gonna break this when I leave here, right? Fuck it, I'll do it for you!
Come on, listen. You can't let that in. You know, Muddy, he sings that hurt, he don't live it. He don't nurse it. Walter, he carries around like a baby, feeds it on whiskey and smack. Gotta let it go.
Etta stares at him in pain, then swigs from the gin bottle.
I can't.
Kids dance at a show. A girl jumps on stage and dances with Chuck. Cops jump on stage and pull them apart. Later, Chuck's in his car with three naked girls.
That's what I saw.
No, darling.
No, darling. That's my song.
No, darling, that's Beach Boys.
It's Sweet 16, note for note. Mm. Note for note, not one change, aside apart from the lyrics about the new craze sweeping the nation. For young white boys and girls surfing. I've provided them the soundtrack unbeknownst to myself.
Chuck, you ready?
Oh, yes, I'm ready. I'm very ready to make more songs for the Beach Boys and... all other manner of white folks to steal. Yes, I'm ready. I'm quite ready. Oh, perfect. You say the devil's name, he appears.
Yeah, we do need to talk. You heard this? You know what's going on?
You know what's going on?
I'm not laying down for this, Lynn. First, Alan Freed gets a third of Maybelline. For what,
Chuck? What are you going to tell me?
Listen. No. Lynn, you listen to me. Did he write one part of the song?
One part of the song at all?
Alan Freed put us on the map.
So this gives him the license to...
You're taking underage white girl across state lines.
Why am I talking about girls? And what's going on?
Don't say shit.
Yes, hello, officers.
Don't say anything.
Is there a problem?
Mr. Berry, you are under arrest for transporting a minor across state lines for the purpose of prostitution.
I did not touch... First of all, I didn't transport anyone. Anyway. I didn't solicit anything. And first... Well, okay, gentlemen. First of all, I have you know that my very good, dear friend, Mr. Jerry Lee Lewis, has a 13-year-old wife. We're stopping by his home on the way. Emmett Till gets murdered for whistling at a white woman. I know you're very pleased to get Chuck Berry. Fix this, Leonard. Yeah.
As white kids go surfing, Charles Berry has his photo taken for a police mugshot.
Hey, you guys gotta be kidding me, man. Where are you from? Hey, you set that air in the morning? You ladies shouldn't be out here without an escort.
Bunch of English boys like start playing our music. Huh? Now, it was made in America, but I guess nobody thought we were Americans.
Hey, let me help you with that, fella.
Fucking hell.
Help you, boy.
It's him. Mr. Waters. Mr. Waters.
We're big fans.
You're the reason we got together.
We named our band after one of your songs.
Yeah.
Rolling Stone.
All right. Go on in here. Fuck them bully.
Everybody know the Rolling Stones, the Beatles, Fleetwood Mac, Led Zeppelin, Eric Clapton. Everybody know them names, right? Won't be
back no more. Get him, motherfucker.
The Rolling Stones are burning up the charts with an old Muddy Waters standard.
As Freed plays the music, Chess looks at the books with his accountant.
Take 10% of Chuck's royalties and move the Muddy. Go do it.
Chuck ain't gonna miss him.
Chess stands and smokes thoughtfully in his wood-paneled office.
The goose that laid the golden egg was locked up. So Lynn brought in the old standbys, including little Walter. Chess was desperate for a hit.
Oh, hey, little guy, now. Who you belong to, huh?
You mind if I wash?
Go ahead, baby girl.
I grew up on y'all's music.
Wash? Come over here. I teach you to blow, baby.
You better watch it, baby girl. I ain't done nothing that
hard. What are you a fool?
I wouldn't mind a little bit of what you flying on.
Too pretty to be flying my way now.
Don't need that amp, Walter.
How'd it go, Ibby?
Hey, everybody's record's getting sent back. You want to survive? Do something different. Come on, play along.
Something different? Fuck, man.
What?
Ma, what you think about this? What you think about this, Ma?
I think we need the latest record.
Walter looks open-mouthed from Muddy to Etta. Etta fidgets, and Muddy draws on his cigarette.
Well, I'm just a side man now. Okay, I do it, Lynn. I do it. I'm broke at the rest of you motherfuckers in here, so, you know? Hey, I'm gonna need me a bottle of gin, though. I'm gonna need a bottle of gin, baby. I like a tasteful getting fucked. You know that, baby. Come on.
Somebody taking care of Walter?
That's right, Mother. Take care.
Muddy sits stone-faced, and Walter gulps down the bottle of gin. An orchestra plays in the studio, with Etta at the microphone.
At last, my love has come along. My lonely days are over. In clover, the night I looked at you, I found a dream that I could speak to, a dream that I can call. I found a thrill to press my cheek to, a thrill that I have never known. Oh yeah, when you smile,
Couples dance, smooch, and make love to the song. At home, Ravetta Chess spots Etta's photo on a magazine cover.
Happy anniversary, Ravetta.
Thank you.
Where you taking the peppers?
Get out of here.
Leonard, WVJN just called. Etta missed her airtime again.
God damn, it's the third time this week. This brought him. I'm sorry, babe. I gotta go figure out what's going on here.
Don't worry about it. I'll go look in on
it. It ain't your job, Mud.
Chess.
Muddy indicates Ravetta, waiting fed up in the car.
Go on, enjoy yourself.
Trust in me.
Chess leaves with his wife, and Muddy goes to sort out the Etta situation. At night, he arrives at the singer's bungalow.
I have in you. Love will see us through.
The front door swings open to his touch. Muddy looks in and sees Etta lying face down on the living room carpet.
Why don't you?
There's a cigarette and a syringe lying next to her on the floor. Chess is at home, making love with Ravetta. Muddy has laid Etta in the shower.
Wait up. God damn it, come on. Get up. Come on now.
You came to see me?
Yeah.
You didn't fuck up my hair.
No doctors.
Look. Well, let me run and get Geneva then. She knows what to do with this.
Yeah. All right, that's good. Come on. Baby, come on, wake up. Wake up, come on. It's not funny, come on.
Later, a fire's burning in the grate.
This is the first time I ever used this fireplace. I feel like I should be having marshmallows or something.
Yeah, I'm sure marshmallows and smack go real well together. What happened to the furniture? Huh? Where's the car?
Yeah, my mama saw it didn't get repossessed. They gonna take my house.
Oh, that's good. Hey. Come on. Yeah, put in my name. You hear me? You gonna trust me? Put the house in my name.
What?
Trust me.
Trust in me. In all you do.
Listen.
Have.
Listen to me. Okay, I'm gonna get you enough so they can get some help. Okay?
Have in you.
I'm gonna pay for it. It's not a loan, it's a gift.
So now you buy me a gift.
Yeah, that's right.
I must be real special. I must make you a lot of money.
Yeah, that must be it.
I ain't stupid. I'm your number one bitch since Chuck got busted.
I'm trying to take care of you.
You gonna take care of me? Who the fuck you think you talking to? Your tight ass wife.
Hey, that's off limits, okay?
I don't need no man to take care of me.
So tough. You look so fucking good, huh? Yeah, with this fucking track marks in your arm, huh? That's real good, huh? That's good. Yeah, that's gonna fix your problems, huh?
Baby, don't worry. It ain't gonna hurt you. That feel nice. Feel real good. Who bought you that? Did Etta buy you that? I think she did. Who bought you that car? I think I got that nice car out there, too. Don't worry. I'll do it for you, baby.
Come on, stop
that. Just say trust in me like all them other motherfuckers that told
me. Come on, I ain't taking from you. I'm offering. God damn it, I don't know what the fuck to say to you. I'm not your fucking pimp. That's not us.
Us? Oh, what the fuck is us? A white man and a black girl. I've been there.
I'm not your father.
And you ain't your mother.
And I ain't gonna hurt you. I got no reason to hurt you.
Cupping her face, he kisses her tenderly.
You don't even know what you have.
What do I have?
You got a hit record.
What?
You're on top of the charts, baby.
You crossed over.
And I crossed over.
I told you.
He gently lowers her down, lying on top of her, kissing her gently. Geneva and Muddy come in. Chess and Etta pick themselves up awkwardly.
Geneva, a nurse.
Hello, Etta.
Hi.
Later, Muddy and Chess step outside to smoke.
Are you sure you want Geneva to stay here? You want to come over me?
It's not what you'd think.
Well, it's just business.
That's right.
You never hold me like that.
Cross over, I'll jump in the bed with you, man.
Bet you jump out that motherfucker quick, too.
Muddy studies his old friend and blows out a stream of smoke.
What? What?
You know how Walter called you his white daddy, because every time he stepped his foot in shit, you had to get him out of trouble. And then you bring him in the studio and you take away his amp. Sound it took him his whole life to make up. Any other motherfucker get a shot for that, but he give it up for you. What you in there telling that little girl ain't got nobody in the world? That you gonna take care of her?
How many strong out girls you told that to, man?
I ain't talking about me, I'm talking about you and baby girl in there.
What if I told you I had feelings for her?
Full of shit.
Fine. I'm fucking her, I'm fucking Chuck, and I'm fucking you. Huh? That's what you think, huh? Ain't that what you think, Mud?
Well, that's what the blues is, ain't it? A whole lot of fucking. Tell Geneva I'm gone.
Sadly, Leonard watches Mud walk away. A bus pulls into the Indiana Federal Prison.
They locked Chuck up at the peak of his career. He couldn't record a damn thing.
Mr. Barry.
Chuck gets into a car and gets driven away. Chess is asleep in his office.
If only you trust
somebody must tell me your story.
Why don't you? Huh? They broke in.
So you better come see about it.
Yeah, I'll be right down. Who is this? When things
go wrong. Lynn's world was changing. Not only was Muddy questioning him, but so were the folks in the neighborhood. Colored folks who were told they weren't colored no more, but black. Who was told they had a power. They had the right to own their own business. Who was this white man getting rich off of?
You want to fuck around back here?
South side of Chicago was getting mad. Everybody could feel the change coming.
Chess is beaten unconscious and left in the alley by the studio.
Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Your new king.
I'm about to win this money, baby.
Hey, tough luck, boy.
Tough luck.
Hey, yeah, you lose.
Back up, motherfucker. No tough luck out this motherfucker.
But this shit here says my luck is just fine.
What you gonna do? Blow me to death?
Shit.
The dice player hits Walter with a stick. Geneva opens her front door.
Okay? Oh, Jesus. Walter! Oh, God!
You ain't come get me, Mama. You come get me. I wait for you for a long time.
I'm here. I found you. Mama, listen.
Come on, stay. I just gotta rest my eyes.
Stay with me.
I just gotta rest my eyes.
No, stay. Stay with me.
Walter closes his eyes. Geneva kisses him tearfully. Muddy holds Geneva as Walter's body is zipped into a bag. Then he kneels next to his old friend and touches his dead face affectionately.
Last night, I lost the best friend I ever had. Now you go.
Muddy kisses Walter's face, then with difficulty gets to his feet.
Thank you.
Mud and Geneva watch from the front door as Walter's body is carried away.
Well, let's see if we can. Get him a new suit. Get him one of them boxes with the blue satin lining inside. Have him look slick. I got to use a toilet.
Last night.
Muddy climbs the stairs and rushes into the toilet.
Now you go.
Geneva stands helplessly at the bottom of the stairs.
Money, can I get you some tea?
No, thank you. You know, there's a whole line of bluesmen on your lawn. Waiting to see if you did.
Looking to see if they owe me money.
Yeah.
Look at that. You're the first man ever gave me flowers. Thank you.
Yeah, well, don't tell nobody.
They're beautiful. I'll put them in a box.
You okay?
I'm good. Thank you.
Mud?
Woof. Ah, shit.
I know Walter was into you for a whole lot, but he got anything coming his way?
You knew how he spent his money.
Yeah, I know it. Look here. I got $200 to my name. You're gonna have to help pay for Walter's funeral.
Who said I wouldn't?
Why you gotta pay for Walter's funeral? You ain't Walter's daddy.
Is you and me talking? Walter put a whole lot of goddamn money in his billfold, that's why. I'm the only motherfucker that makes some money here. Look like it.
That's a man's job. Make money off of you. Now you're from Mississippi, you ought to know that.
How many caddies did y'all go through, huh? Huh? You, let's get this straight. I didn't fuck you.
Okay? I ain't
you
fuck who you. Fucked who? I'm talking about.
Yeah, you insinuated that with your bullshit. You was out with the fucking jewelry and the broads all the time.
Oh, and you was a motherfucking saint?
Who here's a saint? Huh, man? Who here?
Leonard, settle down.
Nah, Roberta, please.
You know, if you act like a boy, keep asking for handouts, he gonna treat you like one.
It's you and me talking, motherfucker. What is you looking for?
I'm a looking to help bury a fellow musician.
Hey, I said I'll pay for it.
Now, it feel good not to have a daddy. And as much as I don't like you, I want you to feel good like that, too.
Mud stands with his back to Wolf. Wolf looks around and grins. Muddy stares after him as he walks out. Wolf's money is lying on the floor.
I killed Walter. I killed him when I let you take away his hand.
Muddy picks up the money and walks out.
I'm the motherfucker. I'm the motherfucker!
On TV, Elvis is rocking.
She don't.
Oh, Muddy lays out a fresh suit and new shoes on the dining room table. It's the suit for Walter to be buried in. Muddy carefully places Walter's harmonica in the top pocket of the suit. In the coffin, Walter's hands are crossed over his midriff. The harmonica sits next to a silk handkerchief in the top pocket.
It was over. The music. Chess Records. Everybody could feel it. Lynn was getting out while he could.
Ah, so, working on something behind my back now, huh? What happened to trust in me?
I know what you've been doing.
Yeah, what?
You gonna sell the company.
Lynn studies Etta affectionately.
You know, back when I started this, nobody let a black man do what I got done. Doors weren't open. Now they are. Time to move on.
You're gonna be missing out.
Don't think I know that.
So you mean to tell me this could be the last time I sang a song for you?
He strokes her cheek and looks into her eyes.
Better make it good.
It don't get no better. Y'all ready?
Chess watches sadly as she stands at the microphone. Etta glances at him over her shoulder. Tears fill both Etta and Leonard's eyes as she sings. He can't take it and walks out.
When a reflection in a glass that I held to my lips now, baby, revealed these tears that are on my face.
In his office, Chess takes down photos and gold discs from the wall. In a fury born of frustration, Leonard trashes the office, but stops, overcome by his tears. Outside, the record sign still turns. Chess watches it in the rearview mirror of his car as he drives away. A coughing fit nearly makes Chess crash the car. He coughs again, then the car drifts to a halt at the roadside. Leonard Chess's eyes stare unblinking and lifeless in the rearview mirror.
Chess Records had a hold on Lynn. It just wouldn't let him leave. He had a heart attack before he could turn the corner.
Cars line the quiet city street where Chess Studios is located.
Now, baby girl, I got some bad news for you. Chess ain't leaving no will. I mean, everything that belonged to him goes to the wife and children, including this house.
It's all right,
Mark.
This morning, a man came by and gave me this.
What's that?
It's a deed to my house. He said Lynn wanted me to have it just in case something ever happened.
That motherfucker.
He didn't have time to leave a will, but he had time to think of me. He loved me.
That motherfucker. Ain't this a mother... Wow. What do you say, Willie?
You say there, Muddy. How you doing?
I'm here. How you doing?
Oh, I can't complain. Got some good news. You know some of them English boys? They ain't forget about us. Been telling all Europe about us. Want us to come over there and play.
Got no money to get on no plane, no England.
No, you don't need no money. They gonna pay for everything.
Willie smiles and nods at Muddy.
You're serious, huh?
Going to England.
London tour, 1967. Willie and Muddy are on a plane together.
I don't know, Willie. I'm a little bit nervous here.
Nervous? What you nervous about? You've been performing your whole life.
Yeah, but not for these folks over here. I'm supposed to know what they want.
This is your captain speaking. We are now beginning our descent to Heathrow Airport.
Whew, here we go.
The big Boeing 707 comes into land. Willie and Muddy make their way off the plane.
Welcome to London. I hope you enjoy your stay.
You all
right? There's a gaggle of reporters waiting on the tarmac. Muddy flashes back to when he was younger, working in the fields, then grins as a red carpet is rolled out.
We want you, Mr. Waters. We want you.
We sued Chess Records for back royalties. And we did all right. Well, especially me. Because I wrote all those songs that Muddy, Walter, and Wolf were singing. I got paid. And I'm still getting paid. I made enough money to buy this here studio. They were gonna tear it down, but I knew it was history.
I'm a man. Don't matter if you got the upper hand. I'm a man.
We made the kind of music that can grow into anything. Rhythm and blues, rock and roll, hip hop. Whatever you playing, baby, we right there with you. Just sprinkle a little blues on it and it's gonna grow up to be big and bad. We the Hoochie Coochie Steve.
Admitted to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Willie Dixon, 1994. Howlin' Wolf, 1991. Etta James, 1993. Chuck Berry, 1986. Little Walter, 2008. Leonard Chess, 1987. Muddy Waters, 1987. Muddy puffs on his cigarette and picks up his guitar to go on stage. Muddy Waters died in 1983. Geneva died 10 years earlier in 1973. He asked to be buried beside her. Howlin' Wolf died in 1976. Eric Clapton paid for his tombstone. When Little Walter died at the age of 37, he was buried without a tombstone. His fans bought him one years later. In 1973, Etta James entered a rehabilitation program and went on to receive the Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award in 2002. She continues to perform throughout the world. Chuck Berry successfully sued the Beach Boys for Surfin' USA. He was the single major influence on rock and roll guitarists, with songs like Johnny B. Goode. His only number one pop hit was My Ding-a-ling. Willie Dixon successfully sued Led Zeppelin for $1 million. His songs went on to be covered by artists such as Bob Dylan, The Rolling Stones, The Doors, The Allman Brothers Band and The Grateful Dead. He died in 1992. Audio description on behalf of MCS Agency. Written and voiced by Roland Bean. The end.